Okay, I'll entertain a motion to reopen.
I'll make a motion to reopen the council meeting session.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're back into our normal council meeting. Councilmember Keurig has resigned, so we'll take, for I don't know for roads, we've now got, I'm still trying to get with the county to find out what it's gonna cost for the county for the oil chip and oil, chip and seal. I know what it's gonna cost for prepping the roads, and right now I'm thinking I can come in and get it for what we need. We're doing a hammerhead in both the areas so that we can turn around easier with the snowplow up there on 300 North and Top, and also 300 North and First West. We go down into that little, where the Jepsons live and Peggy Razzle and another individual just bought. We'll probably do just a Y down there. So we're working that. Parks and Recreations, we will need to find a new person for next year. I've talked to him a couple times and he says he just doesn't have time. I've tried to explain to him. He took on the scheduling of all the baseball because Newton backed out. So what I'm gonna propose, and I'll talk to him more after I do this, I'm gonna meet with the three towns and we're gonna figure something out. Because we're just, this is ridiculous, have to have our kids go clear to the east side just to convenience them. And then they pretty much fill the teams based on, well, to be very frank, they stack the teams. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. Emergency management, I don't have anything new on that. Councilmember Keurig and I did get involved with that FEMA or the county study. I believe I asked Sean to go ahead and drop off. That is going to need to come to the Planning Commission under you.
Okay. Which thing was that?
It's basically a study, and I will get you more information on it. But what we met with, and I'm going to have her come and meet with the Planning Commission and our clerks. What it really comes down to is they want to make sure that when we're giving permits, we're taking this stuff into consideration.
Okay.
So it really doesn't belong under emergency management. It belongs under our Planning Commission.
Okay.
So I'll get you the information and the individual, and they will come to our Planning Commission and go through a presentation we went through. It is nothing more than checking the box, because what happens when FEMA does audits, that's what they come and look at.
Okay.
That doesn't belong under emergency management. So I'll be moving that to you. I wish I had the name of that individual. I don't.
That's all right.
But I will get it to you. I'll get the information. I got the email. I'll send it to you. I just want to let you know that it basically, they're helping us make sure that when we're doing new building and stuff like that, we're taking floodplains into consideration. For example, a floodplain.
Right.
Did you take this into consideration? Yes. It's not within a floodplain.
Right.
So that's what they're asking. That's what they're training us on. That's what that's all about.
That's good to know. Okay. That's perfect.
So I really feel, I believe it needs to be under Planning Commission.
I agree.
Okay. Councilmember Hanover.
All right. For the Water Department, I did go out and take a tour with Brian, and it was interesting. I told him a story about my son who came into the bathroom and he noticed the hand soap was full again, and he's like, how does the hand soap just get full again? And my wife says, well, I do that. And that kind of just hit him like, oh, somebody's doing that. And taking a tour of that water infrastructure made me feel the same way, where a lot of people go, well, how does that water just get there, right? Brian goes out and does a lot of stuff for the town. He goes, I think there's 8 different springs that he's over, and we went and toured a bunch of them. He has to worry about the chlorinator house, and sometimes that thing will be on the fritz and he'll be out there every day. But most of the time, it's not super often. He's running reports. He actually usually takes a week off of work every year to go and do some training down in St. George. And so I had kind of a similar feeling with that my boy had when he discovered the soap doesn't just fill itself back up, right? So it was really interesting, and I think informative on, you know, future policy that may or that may need to be crafted. So that was good. And then as far as the planning commission goes.
Before you leave off of that, I'd like to brief the council concerning our water, and I believe this is why you went with him. Mm-hmm. We have an individual that bought the Young's land.
Mm.
And you've noticed out here to northwest up along the mountain, you can see the scars. They bulldozed roads. So the concern I have, and several citizens, is, okay, are they changing the flow of our springs doing that? So I've got with our engineer, and I've also got Newton and Trenton to get their engineers involved. Our engineer came out and went with Brian. Did he go with you too?
Was no. That?
Okay. So they came out and they went out there and looked, and yes, there is a concern that they're changing the landscape out there. And I called the county when this was happening, and they sent a code enforcer out there, and they gave a cease and desist order to them, and Phillips came out as well and gave a cease and desist. He turned around and sued the county and basically blocked them. They brought it back, bulldozer, because what they were doing is they were covering the access.
Mm-hmm. The walk-in access.
Walk-in access.
Yep.
They actually bulldozed a bunch of berms. So they come out here to remove them. He turned around and filed a lawsuit against the county, which blocked them from removing those at this point. But I'm pretty sure they're going to win this lawsuit. And they'll come out with those bulldozers and they'll remove them and open it back up. But the biggest part for us is there's a lot of speculation what's going on up there. So we have got our engineers involved, and I've also asked them to get the state engineer involved to make sure that what they're doing is not going to hamper the flow of our springs. And what people need to understand is our water system is not a well. They are springs. So if they change the flow of those springs, they come down, part of the cleaning of them is where they come down and go into the ground and then come out into our spring, into our water system. That, if they change that, we'll lose water and where it's coming from. So I've asked, all three towns are now starting to track the inflow and to make sure that it's not decreased unnaturally. If it's all of a sudden dropped, we know there's an issue and we'll end up having to take you to court. They're also asking that citizens, and I'm having Holly put this on our website and all of our communication site, to notify the trailhead people if they use those trails. Because we went through this before, and it went to the court, and the Youngs lost. The Youngs tried to block it once before, and they lost.
Mm.
So they will lose again because they're official trailheads. But he's trying to say that no, nobody uses them. So we need people to come forth and state, not only from Clarkson, it'd be better if it came from every place else as well.
I mean, I've used them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to say that we don't, and that's the games he's trying to play. He just basically told Matt when he went out there, he says, I got more money than sense, so get off my property, I'll see you in court.
Hmm.
That's the individual we're dealing with.
Well, when we were out there, I was able to take some pictures of some of the roads they were cutting and everything, too. So, yeah, there's definitely some roads being cut up there.
There is. So
it'll be interesting to hear the report from.
That's all I have right now on that. I'll keep you apprised of what's going on. But I've involved. I'd rather get in front of it than behind it. So
definitely. Thank you. And for the Planning Commission, all right, we had a meeting on the 8th with the town attorney, Seth Tate. We went over the Planning Commission's responsibilities and some basics of the town code. We specifically discussed some subdivision code stuff. It was a really good training session. We're super grateful that we were able to get the attorney out there. I think it was very informative for the Planning Commission. We're all pretty new in there, so I think that was a huge success in my opinion. We also discussed a person came in asking about annexation, and we discussed some details about what could possibly be done with that. The mayor was kind enough to show up to our Planning Commission meeting, And he had some input on all these different things, as and so did the attorney, which was excellent. It was a really nice time to have him there. The shed violation at 47 West 100 North, the shed is gone now. I haven't checked the shed on 30 South 100 East, but there was a violation notice that went out for that one. So I'll check that one sometime soon. And I think that's about it for the Planning Commission for now.
Okay. Councilmember Kelly.
Yep. Cemetery Department, we are making a road out there, and we went out and got some bids. We asked five companies to bid on it to our RFQ, and two of them responded, and we have gathered that information, and we'll discuss that in the future. We have, this Thursday, we will be putting the flags out on the veterans' grave plots. Have that squared away. They should be going pretty well. School board, I attended their board meeting virtually, and it was really a bust. It was all about giving each other awards and stuff. So I got about halfway through it, and I got tired of watching teachers get awards. So nothing of substance for us. We attended the Smithfield float, Smithfield parade, which was a great success. McCall brought like 50 pounds of suckers, were very popular. The kids were screaming as we went by. I'm quite impressed with the float. That's really a cool float. So it's now back into the shed or the shop, which is just east of this building, tucked away well. We didn't do the Richmond. Yeah, Richmond, because we just didn't have participation to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We were all set to go, but it didn't happen. So I got the float out of the weather, and it's in the shed, and that's all I have to report for now.
Great.
So do you have an extra 50 pounds of suckers laying around somewhere? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, they ran out so fast. It's always shocking.
She had a cowboy hat, and she was looking really good. It was really quite amazing.
Nice.
It was a very popular float.
Was.
Awesome.
Yeah.
People were screaming when we went by.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Very good. Cool.
Great.
Or was that? Was
that helps.
No, not me.
Okay. No public, so we'll go bypass that on public comments. Our next meeting will be June 4th. Starting at 7 o'clock, we'll have the public hearing, and then we'll start our meeting probably within 5-10 minutes after that, depending on if there's any public discussion. So with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you.